This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, David Koechner, improv, and movie ideas. They're coming up right after this.
New from Bob and Tom Records, the ultimate collection is here. It's the best of Hello There.
Hello there. Hello there.
That's right. Now you can play it all day long because we've got them all right here. The best of Hello There. Adele.
Hello there.
It's me.
The Doors.
Hello there.
I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
The Beatles.
You say goodbye. And I say
hello there. Hello, hello.
And old Richie.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Hello there.
Is it me you're looking for?
13 lucky classics for you on one album. Todd Rundgren.
Hello there.
Peter Gabriel.
Hello there.
I'm on my way, I'm making it.
Neil Diamond.
Hello there.
Again.
Hello there.
And for the kids, classic Alan Sherman.
Hello there.
Butter.
Hello there.
Butter. Electric Light Orchestra.
Hello there.
How are you?
It's the best of Hello There. New from Bob and Tom Records. Get it now.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick, and here's Tom with a very special guest.
Taking over the chair for Christie's daughter.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, it's
Yeah, you got a big seat to fill there, Dave.
I am immediately intimidated.
Yeah.
Christie's daughter. She was just, does that mean I'm now a member of the family?
Sure.
And what's for dinner tonight?
That's a good question. Actually, I have dinner plans tonight, so you're on your own. You have to make your own.
And they don't include me.
Right.
That's what I am understanding. You're very clear, young lady. Okay, got it. I will
the
have
voice
my
of
chicken fingers in bed.
That is the voice of comedian and actor Dave Koechner. And Dave has been in lots of stuff everybody knows him from. But in my case, I've been seeing a lot of him all summer long because he is in a movie called A Week Away on Netflix that my 9-year-old daughter plays constantly.
All right.
And it's a great movie.
Yep.
It's a fun movie about going to summer camp, and you're getting this new audience of people that know who you are.
I know, I love it. Just, you know, you just got to keep that fishing pole, just keep dropping that sinker. You get another collection of 9-year-olds, and eventually when they're 20, like I love it when, so years ago I did Hannah Montana. I did 3 episodes. So now all those kids are in their early 20s, and I love it when I'll say to them, "Have you seen Hannah Montana?" And they'll go, "Yeah." And I'm like, "I'm Uncle Earl." And they'll slowly, their eyes will widen and their mouths will drop. It's just so much fun. A couple years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago in L.A., my daughter and I were heading to a Starbucks, and there's a corner of this whatever, intersection. And I saw these kids, these girls in the car, and I saw the window come down. I'm like, "What's this going to be?" Because you always think, "What? How do they know you?" Mm. And it was the first time, like, Uncle Earl! I was like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I'll drop that sinker and get a couple more youngins.
Yeah.
And perhaps best known from...
These days, it's The Office. It's interesting how what it is, right? It's whatever that dynamic is. But now it's The Office. Come on off the pandemic, everybody apparently sat and watched The Office forever.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that's true.
Man, I'm grateful.
Anchorman?
Yep.
That's where I think a lot of people probably before that it was Anchorman.
Yep. And then you'll get... You know what's really hitting for the comedy deep cuts nerds is The Goods. There's a lot of passion for The Goods.
It's as underrated a comedy as there is, I think.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. Unsolicited testimonial. Yeah. Now, are you having dinner with Christy?
I am not. So maybe you and I should
thank
go.
You. Yeah. I'm looking for allies.
And I'll even go deeper, Dave. I saw you perform with Beer Shark Mice.
Nice.
And it was the lampshades and then Beer Shark Mice. And it was as funny a live show as I've ever seen.
That's true. And that's not ego. You know, we don't want ego. Death to ego. But we put on a heck of a show. Now, you're talking about what is called long-form improvisation. Mm-hmm. So we'll take one suggestion, and we'll do 40 minutes on that. And as me and a group of guys I'd known from Chicago, so I still know them, we'd already known each other for more than 10 or more years. And we put together a group of just great improvisers. And, man, we were solid. You want to talk about... Basically, it's jazz, really, in a way. And no one's it's jazz comedy, gang. Okay?
Yeah. What was the name of this aggregation?
Yeah, man.
Aggregation. Yeah, Beer Shark Mice. And it is like jazz. It's about the jokes they don't say.
It's the person, other person you would know from that group was Neil Flynn, who was the janitor on Scrubs and the dad on The Middle.
Yeah.
And we had a great group of people. Everybody had a different dynamism in their comedy bag. And, man, we killed it. And, of course, Lampshades was Kate Flannery, also from The Office, who I'm sure is having dinner with Christy.
With me. That's exactly right.
That's the voice of Dave Koechner once again.
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm just figuring, I'm trying to see how you know all your famous buddies.
We're talking with Dave Koechner, and he's got a lot going on. And any new movies in the works or stuff like that?
Yes. I'm shooting one now. I don't know if I'm not going to say what it is. I'll tell you off the air just because you never know when they want to let you say what you're doing. I continue to recur on the Goldbergs. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I did a movie this summer called Ganymede, which should be a burner. I mean, it's a drama, too, which is, you know, something new for me. I play a really nasty preacher who is... okay, audience. It is a gay coming-of-age film. Stay with me. And this young man, has a very conservative parents, and one of them's a politician. And they catch this kid. And
flagrant delicto, I think.
For all you Latin listeners out there, and that is the language, not the declension persons down south. Anyway,
Sue David.
So I play this really nasty preacher, and I pledge to help him get through his, you know, indiscretion in the worst possible way. So it was so much fun.
And what's it called?
Ganymede. A Ganymede is a thing from, apparently, if I want to put your listeners to sleep, please indulge. A Ganymede, apparently Zeus, the god Zeus, had a female who used to bring him his wine, and his wife got jealous. And then so he said, all right, we'll get rid of her, and you pick the next person. And it was a young man, a very good-looking young man, I guess, so because she didn't want Zeus to be tempted. And then that got into some Christian medieval thing of, like, a Ganymede is a person, a beautiful man, who tempts other men to step outside
that,
of what...
That does make sense.
What other people believe only... You know, there can only apparently be one type of sexuality.
Yeah, right. Greek men were never interested in young men.
No.
It was a better time.
That's going to be, I mean, that's an odd choice to put a title out there that no one gets.
You know, when you have to take 10 minutes to explain the title.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of weird titles out there that people end up loving, so who knows? Yeah.
this is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Our guest is Dave Koechner, a comedian and a writer and a producer. You've seen him in all kinds of stuff, currently featured on The Goldbergs on television.
Funny
and,
show.
And I'll recommend the kids' movie, A Week Away. It's about summer camp and got great music. And I've seen it 50 times.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Many, and I told Finn you were coming in and she...
Aww.
Lost her mind. She probably should have skipped school to come in and say hello.
Yes. Let's go to her school.
Yes. And, believe it or not, tonight, Willie and I are going to be doing the PA for the high school football game.
No.
Yeah. The
You've been sitting on that gem all day?
The people who ordinarily do it can't do it tonight. And I used to do it when Willie was on the team.
You know, I was really looking for a way to get out of this. And now that you've said it on air, it seems a little tough.
So you're going to the high school tonight?
Don't. What are you going to say?
What, are you out of weed?
There we go. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I buy vape cartridges from a junior boy. Thank you very much.
Yes. I'm sure they know.
It'll be fun. But that's one of those things that's it's sort of like calling bingo. You can't be funny. You've got to. They take it very seriously.
That's right. I got fired from an NFL team. Joking and stuff. Not good. You're going to get messed up. You wait and see. It'll be a problem.
I used to do it for all the games, and if you pronounce one of the players' names wrong. Their mom would come marching across the field. It's Johnston, not Johnson. All right? Okay.
I thought it was a silent T, man.
But it'll be fun. So
good.
That tonight. Good. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Who's doing color and who's doing play-by-play?
Oh, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing play-by-play.
This is more like who made the tackle and that sort of thing. Uh-huh. And, you know, concessions are now open. Yeah, it's fairly
important stuff. Yeah.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to have a good
Heck
time.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about my nice season on the field, talk about the back injury, sound like a hero.
Please be very drunk.
Do you still have the injury?
No, I broke my back after a football game as a senior in high school. But when you say it was a Friday night, people think you're a real champion.
Yeah, there weren't enough Friday night lights on the tree he fell out of.
Is that what you were on a tree?
Yeah, I was on a tree swing. My buddy Logan pushed
tree
me.
Tree swing.
Oh, it was cool at first.
And then I fell to the ground. And as my friends heard it, I made a noise they'd never heard before. And then they had to take me to the hospital. It was a whole thing.
Is your dad now hearing this for the first time?
No. Then I took him out for the senior day on a wheelchair to the middle of the field. Hey, hi.
They wheeled me out and they said, "This is Willie Griswold, who was hurt last Friday." And then the home team and the away team stood up like I was a child or something.
And you started pushing the chair and you said, "You once called me a sad one."
Nice. Nice. Folks, talk about your deep cuts.
Yeah.
Dave Koechner is
a wonderful
our guest.
Life.
Is there going to be an Anchorman 3?
I don't think so. I would do it. Maybe Willie will write the darn thing. I can finally get another movie.
Mm. I'm using the eight sequence method.
Not that I've heard of. Let's see. I think it was 9 or 10 years between the first or second one. So that would be next year. We shot that last one in 2013. So someone should hurry up. There ought to be just a... You know what we should do? Like the Marvel Universe.
Ah,
Everyone, Champ should have his own movie. Willie?
Yeah, there you go.
What are you doing? You and your broken wheelchair.
I don't know.
And you have a degree in screenwriting. Yep. Start writing.
I'll use the save the cat method. I'll get this done by next week.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
Are you writing any movies of your own?
I have. I've written several scripts. None of them produced. It is a fun exercise, but it is not easy.
Some of them sold?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But not made.
Right.
Yeah, so they'll buy a script and then not make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, that's the way it goes.
Right. And hey, you still...
You got paid.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, oh, I see where the flaws were in that. When you're writing it, you know, you think it's brilliant. I love how so many people are like, here's an idea for a movie. Well, why don't you be quiet? if people come up to you like, friends tell me I'm funny, that I should do stand-up. Like, really, what's your job? Should I just be an engineer? Like, you think it's just that easy? Go ahead and do it then. They think it's just like, oh, anyone can do that type of thing.
So of the movies that you've written that have not been produced, what is the best premise? Can you say that without...
Best premise. Well, was for the Naked Trucker and T-Bone show. It was a show that made it to Comedy Central, but it was compromised. It's not the way we wanted to do it, but that's fine. And the premise was... So the stage show was Dave Allen was the Naked Trucker, and I was his sidekick. And the premise was Gerald Tibbins was a carny and a con man, but also could quote Chaucer and Noam Chomsky. So he's a very bright guy. And so he claims his father was Buzz Aldrin, and he needed to get Buzz Aldrin to help him make some money, to raise money to get him so he could eventually walk his daughter down the aisle for her wedding. How about that for a premise? That's way too complicated. That's worse than Ganymede.
Let me ask you this. In the course of doing the improv over the years, has any of it ever evolved? You said you remember, boy, that was really funny that one night. Has any of that evolved into part of your stand-up?
Probably, and I can't remember exactly. But, I mean, it's part of what I came up with. And so, for me, a lot of that time, that's how I'll find new stuff, because you work on it on stage, and you might have a thought in the day, and then it winds up there that night, stuff like that. So, nothing from the old days, though. There is a character I did create years ago in a group called Jazz Freddy, this character, Gerald Tibbins. And I that came out of improv. And so, yeah, sometimes some character pieces will come from improvisation that you hold on to.
Is that the one? Is that the truck driver?
Yeah, Naked Trucker and T-Bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gerald Tibbins. Friends call me T-Bones. Ladies call me when they want the carnival ride of their lives. Himalalalalalalalaya. Do you want to go faster? Who wants to go backwards? And all the ladies go woo.
That's David Koechner.
T-Bone.
And here's a stupid question. Your last name is kind of unusual.
Yes.
I mean, if one were to look at it for the first time, I'm sure when you were introduced, when you were starting in stand-up, probably a lot of, we have David Koechner.
Right. Here's the thing. My family says it wrong. It should not be Koechner. It should be Koechner. It's a German word. Here's a couple things. Number one, my grandfather was adopted, so I'm not German, and I'm not a Koechner. So, I'm from a small town in Missouri, and for whatever reason, there are about 20 German families in this town, right? Now, you'd think they'd remember how to say your own last name. Nowhere in the English language does the O-E make the short E sound. K-O-E is not Koechner. It's at least it's Koechner. Kohler toilets. Come on, gang.
Yes.
So why did no teacher throughout my entire upbringing go, It should be Kochner. It's not Keckner. But then when I got into show business, I've got 36 first cousins on my dad's side. So when I get into show business, and that's when I would have had an opportunity to change it to Kochner,
sure,
which probably would have accelerated my career, because now people look at my name and go, well, I see it, and I know it's not Keckner. It should be Kochner, but I've heard it pronounced incorrectly, so I'm not even going to invest in it. Because if this guy won't take the time to correct his own last name.
Were you advised early on in your career to maybe go with like Dave King or...
No, my mother's name was Downey, and what I should have said is David Downey, and of course then I'd add a junior to it.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. That's been done by somebody else.
Lorne Michaels did ask me if I wanted a wig.
No kidding.
When I got hired on Saturday Night Live, Dave, you know, you're now going to be introduced to the world. It's up to you whether or not you want hair. And then he went through this list of people that had toupees and hair plugs. And I'm not going to give it away to these poor people that had hair plugs. And so it took me like 3 days. I'm like, oh my God, is he telling me I need to get a toupee? And I think like, oh my family is gonna never let me live this down. All my Chicago buddies that I come up with will never let me. I'm like, and then we went to a baseball game, a Yankees game. Me, Will Ferrell, Lorne Michaels, name dropping all over the place. And he goes, Dave, about the wig. F it. I'm so relieved.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.